من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا أحمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج ومن ندلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله الغالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, my dear brothers of Islam, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu has created this mankind with a very big purpose. Normally, insan, especially the youth, they used to do some things without any purpose. But for Allah's shan, Allah will never do anything without any purpose. And the creation of insan, how come it can be without a purpose? In Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ أَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. O mankind, do you think that we have created you in this world in vain, without any purpose? أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does the mankind think that they will be left off without any questioning? So the first question is, Allah is asking, do you think that we have created you without any purpose? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And do you think that on a day you will be never brought towards us? So these two questions gives us two answers also, my dear. The first answer is, Allah has created us with a purpose. And the second answer is, on the day of resurrection, we are answerable in front of Almighty Allah. We will be taken towards Allah, and Allah is going to ask us questions. Whatever it is, my dear respected brothers, the purpose is, but the period which Almighty Allah has given us is a very short period. We might think 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years is a very long period. But in front of Akhirah, my dear respected brothers, this worldly life is a very short period. To such an extent, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَاللَّهِ مَا الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مِثْلُ أَحَدِكُمْ يَجْعَلُ إِصْبَأَهُ فِي الْيَمْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to this meaning, وَاللَّهِ, if you enter your finger into the ocean and see the drop of water which is there in your tip of finger, that is the dunya, and whatever water remaining in the ocean is the akhirah. The example was shown, it is not the water which is in a glass or which is in a pan or the water which is there in the haud. No, my dear respected brothers, the example was the ocean. and the drop of water which is there in a fingertip. And in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَا خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَسَنَا. For some people, one day of Akhirah will be similar for 50,000 years of dunya. 50,000 years of dunya. Just imagine, even 100 years is more for us. One day of Akhirah, if it's similar for 50,000 years of dunya, just imagine, in front of one day of Akhirah, what is our life? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, not in front of the eternal life, in front of one day of Akhirah, the dunya life is going to be only 2 or 3 minutes. So based on this 2 or 3 minutes, Allah is going to finalize whether this person is going to enter the hellfire or to enter the heaven. So my dear respected brothers, each and every second, each and every minute, each and every hour of this dunya is a ghanimat for us. Either we are preparing ourselves to the Jannah or either we are preparing ourselves for the Jahannam. That's why one of the buzurat, one of the elders, he has said, فَكَيْفَ تَفْرَحُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتِهَا مَنْ يُعَدُّ عَلَيْهَا اللَّفُظُ وَالنَّفَسُ. Abu Zarq says, a person whose each and every second is counted, or each and every breath, nafas means he is inhaling, he is breathing, each and every breath, in that each and every second what he is doing, it is counted. And lafal, each and every word, what he is uttering, it is counted. A person of this nature, how come he can be happy in this world? Just imagine there are 4 cameras. And all the people are seeing what we are doing. We are not free enough to do anything. In the same way, in Quran Allah says, لَا مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ الرَّقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. A person will never utter a single word unless otherwise Raqib or Atid note it. So each and every second in this dunya is, my dear respected brothers, Almighty Allah has kept Malaika to write down. And there is no doubt, each and every one in this dunya are going to pass away. Whoever it is, whether Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most blessed man in this world, even he passed away. So myself and yourself, my dear respected brothers, each and every day we are going towards the Qabar. Harun Rashid, who was conquering 1/3 of the dunya, or some scholars say 2/3 of the dunya, his son passed away in a jungle. He was a very pious son, 16 years old. At the time of death, he gave a very big advice to the whole humanity. Ya sahibi, la tagtarir bi tana'umin, فَالْعُمَرُ يَنْفُذُ وَالنَّعِيمُ يَزُولُ. Ya sahibi, O my dear friend, لَا تَغْتَرِرْ بِتَنَاعُمٍ. Don't deceive yourself by the luxury of this dunya. By the luxury of dunya, don't deceive yourself. Don't be cheated looking at this dunya. Because day by day you are going towards the Qabr. Day by day the ni'mat of this dunya is going away of this dunya. فَإِذَا حَمَلْتَ إِلَى الْقُبُورِ جَنَازَةً فَأَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. If you carry, 4 of us get together, we are taking a janazah towards the qabristan, towards the graveyard. He's giving us an advice. فَأَلَمْ بِأَنَّكَ بَعْدَهَا مَحْمُولُ. Today you are taking a janazah to the qabristan, tomorrow it will be your janazah. Prepare yourself. So my dear respected brothers, each and every minute of this world is a ghanimat for us. Whatever we are doing, it is counted. Whether it is a good deed or a bad deed. At the day of resurrection, in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, Allah will keep in front of us whatever we have done. The people, they will surprise. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. In Quran Allah says, okay, you read your kitab. Each and everything is written in that. اقرا کتابک, یو ریڈ یور اون کتاب اینڈ یو ڈیسائڈ ویدر یو آر ا گڈ پرسن اور بیڈ پرسن. کفا بی نفسک الیوم, اٹ از سفیشنٹ فار یو. So the people who have committed sin, they will be surprised looking at that kitab. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِرَةً وَلَا كَبِرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. A person will be surprised, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابَ, what is this kitab? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِرَةً وَلَا كَبِرَةً, whatever I have committed in this world, whether it is a small thing or a big thing, whatever I have committed, whatever good deeds or bad deeds, the sin which I have committed without the knowledge of my wife, without the knowledge of my father, without the knowledge of my mother, without the knowledge of my neighbor, whatever I have done, nobody saw me, but it's there in this kitab. He will be surprised. How come it can come over here? But still, my dear respected brothers, in hadith Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person who is a sinner, he will never admit, he will never accept his sin. He will say, oh ya Allah, whatever is written in this kitab, it's lying. I haven't committed these sins, I haven't done all these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. These are written by Malaika, Ikram. They know what you were doing in this world. But this person, according to hadith, he will say, oh ya Allah, the Malaika has lied. Malaika has lied. Because he will try his best to protect himself from Jahannam. But still, my dear respected brothers, Almighty Allah is not a zalim. Allah is not an oppressor. Until otherwise, a person except He is a sinner, and I am capable to go to Jahannam, I am not capable enough to enter Jannah, until that Allah will never put a person to Jahannam. You should admit yourself. So my dear respected brothers, the first evidence which Allah will keep in front of insan is the kitab. He will refuse it. Then Almighty Allah will bring in front of the insan the second evidence. In Quran Allah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرُضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرُضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Allah will make this earth to speak against insan. Each and every place of this earth, it will start to give evidence against insan. Oh ya Allah, fulan ibn fulan, this particular person, he was committing this sin in this part of the earth. Oh ya Allah, this fulan ibn fulan, this particular person, he was taking bribery, he was taking interest in this bank, ya Allah. Fulan ibn fulan, this youngster, he was going through some filthy sides in this internet cafe of this location, ya Allah. The zameen, the earth will start to speak. But still, my dear respected brothers, according to hadith, he will refuse it. Oh ya Allah, I will never accept this evidence, ya Allah. I am not ready to take it. Whom you will believe? Ya Allah, I will never believe anyone other than me. According to Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. In Quran Allah says, on that time, we are going to put a seal to his mouth. Now the mouth or the tongue will never speak. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, his hands will start to speak. His leg will start to give evidence. إِنَّ السَّمَعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. His ears, his sight, his heart, everything will start to speak. My dear respected brothers, who is speaking? He is speaking. At that time he is ready now. Because he cannot go against it. The person, he will say, oh ya Allah, I am ready to admit or I am ready to accept all the sin which I have done. But still, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعَنَا فَرْجِعَنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُقِنُونَ. Ya Allah, I can see everything, Ya Allah. Now I can hear everything, Ya Allah. With conviction, Ya Allah. With yaqeen, I am telling you, Ya Allah. Please send me to this dunya again. I will fulfill all the requirements. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِي لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Ya Allah, please return me to this dunya. I'll do أَعْمَالِ صَالِحًا, Ya Allah. لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبًا لَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, I'll give my all wealth in sadaqah, Ya Allah. Give me another chance. But Allah will never give, my dear respected brothers. So, the period which has been given for us is a very short period, 2 to 3 minutes in front of one day of Akhirah. And each and every organ will start to speak against us. So, my dear respected brothers, the purpose of Ramadan, the purpose of Ramadan, why Almighty Allah has given us Ramadan? To make us remember the sole purpose why Almighty Allah created us. إِلَّا لِيَعْبَدُونَ. Do ibadat with all these organs. Whatever ni'mat which I have given you, obey me. My dear respected brothers, this is the purpose of Ramadan. To take the insan again to the asal of the life. For the purpose of the life. To recall ourselves. To remember ourselves. The purpose why I have created you is ibadah. And see, my dear respected brothers, how much Allah loves us. A person, there are two reasons why a person is committing a sin. Ulama explain us, the first purpose is, the first reason is shaitan. Because of the whispering of shaitan or because of the wasawis of shaitan, insan, he starts to commit sin. But see the love of Almighty Allah, on the first day of Ramadan according to hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will say, Ya Jibra'il, Ya Ridwan, iftah abwaab al-jinan. Or Ridwan, open all the doors of Jannah. Ya Malik, aghliq abwaab al-jaheem. O Malik, close all the doors of Jahannam, hellfire. Ya Jibra'il, ihbit ila al-arad, fasfad maradat al-shayateen, aghullahum bil-aghlal, thumma qdifhum fil-bihar. O Jibra'il, you proceed down towards the world, to the earth, and you tie all the shaitan and put them to the sea. Because the ummah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to fast. Just imagine Allah is supporting us. Two reasons to commit sin. One is shaitan. Rebellious shaitan. Allah is tying the shaitan and throwing away to the sea. Now that's why we see more people in the masjid. And the month of Ramadan we see the people who never comes to masjid, they used to come. One of the reason is the shaitan's wasawis, whispering is not there. Or it is minimized in the time of Ramadan. So Allah is helping us to take the insan to the asal for ibadah. So the first help is there from Almighty Allah. And the second reason why a person is committing sin is his nafs. His nafs. Soul kehte. His nafs. And nafs is danger more than the shaitan. Because the shaitan, he became shaitan because of his nafs. My dear respected brothers, and over here, look how much Allah loves us. Allah shows, O insan, now I have stopped shaitan in the month of Ramadan. And now I am giving you tarbiyah. I am going to nurture you how to control your nafs. Allah is teaching us. It's Allah's rahmat. Allah is teaching us, O insan, I am going to teach you how to control your nafs. Now just imagine three things. Food is halal, eating is halal, drinking is halal, and our wife is halal for us. But in this particular month, Allah is making these three halal as haram at the daytime. And what Allah is trying to explain is, my dear respected brothers, now just imagine a person or a youngster who is 10 years old, 11 years old, 9 years old, fasting. He's alone in a room, but there is a refrigerator, there is food, there is refreshment. Enough of food is there, but still the youngster, mother is not looking at him. The father is not looking at him. Nobody is there to look at him. But still, the nafs says, okay, nobody is there, but still you can consume anything. You're feeling hunger. But still, the nafs, he is controlling the nafs. No, my Ammaji is not looking at me. My Abba is not looking at me. But still Allah Almighty is looking at me. So that youngster is controlling his mind, his soul, his nafs. And at the same time, the other people, each and every one, my dear respected brothers, even the person who is not praying, he used to fast. Allah is teaching us, behind each and every rule and regulation, there is a wisdom of Allah. Each and every, in some instance, our puny comprehension will not understand the wisdom, but there are wisdoms behind each and every amal. So the wisdom behind the fasting is how to control your heart, how to control your nafs. Now the question what Allah asks is, O insan, this food, drinking and your wife, all these three are halal, but whenever I make it haram, only on the month of Ramadan, you used to abstain from these three. Now the question from Allah is, O insan, whenever I do these three as haram or prohibited, you are ready to do it. Now answer me, how come you can take riba? Whatever I have prohibited 1400 years back, I have prohibited interest, I have prohibited riba, I have prohibited gambling, I have prohibited many things, but still you are committing it. How come you can say that you cannot control your heart? My dear respected brothers, if Allah asks this question from me, I don't have any answer. If I can control my nafs in this occasion, why can't I control my nafs at this occasion? So my dear respected brothers, the purpose of Ramadan is to make a person a muttaqi, a waliullah, a friend of Almighty Allah. For that there are two conditions. The first condition is taqwa. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. A person cannot say that I am a muttaqi, I am a waliullah. Otherwise he has taqwa in his heart. A waliullah, the first condition is taqwa. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Each and every friend of Almighty Allah is other than awliya'ikra, other than muttaqoon. The people who fear Almighty Allah. That's why the ulama has written in the kitab, a person praying 1000 rakats of tahajjud. More than that, Allah prefers to see a person abstaining from one haram. A person takes a decision, okay, today, from today onwards, I'm not going to smoke. Allah loves this. Then that person performing 1000 rakats of tahajjud. Because a person cannot be close to Almighty Allah, without abstaining from haram. So my dear respected brothers, the first thing that we should do from the first of Ramadan until the last day, each and every day we should abstain from each and every haram. We should list it. These are the haram which I am committing. Okay, in this Ramadan I am going to stop all these things. Because to be a muttaqi, to be a wali of Almighty Allah, this is the first condition. To abstain from the haram. It's easy to do halal, but it's difficult to abstain from haram. So that's why the scholars say, abstaining from one haram is more preferable for Almighty Allah than for performing 1000 rakats of tahajjud. And my dear respected brothers, whatever benefits that Allah has kept through a'mal, it cannot be taken fully while a person is committing sin. Once Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahimahullah with his murid Maulana Akhtar Sahib, when they were travelling in a vehicle, the AC was fully on, but still the vehicle is not cool enough. Then they saw, what's the reason? To see, one shutter was little bit open. So they closed it. Elderly people, the waliullah, whatever occurs, they take learning from those incidents. Abdul Ghani Polpuri Rahimullah said, just see Akhtar, the AC is full, but still the coolness is not there. The reason is, there is a hole which takes the air out. In the same way, we perform lot of a'mal, taraweeh, Quran, listening to Quran, reciting Quran, doing the dhikr, doing giving sadaqah, all these a'mal, it gives a noor for us. But at the same time, since we are committing sin, the noor is taken off of our hearts. It doesn't stay over there. It doesn't stay. So in Ramadan, what Allah teaches us, first of all, you should plug all the holes. Close all the holes. That is taqwa. Close all the holes. So to be a friend of Almighty Allah, the first sabab is to gain taqwa. And the second sabab is, my dear respected brothers, the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person does not have the sunnah, he cannot never say that I am a wali of Almighty Allah, I am a friend of Almighty Allah. No. My dear respected brothers, the second condition is to perform the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this month of Ramadan, Allah has blessed us. Just see, in a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man taqarraba ilayhi bi khaslatin, kana kaman adda faridatan fi ma siwahu." Whoever close to Almighty Allah by performing one sunnah in this month of Ramadan, Allah will give him the reward of fara'id. A person who is an agent of my company, whenever he sells a product, I give 10% commission. But his performance is very low. I say one month, okay, in this month, if you do one product, if you sell one product, I will give you 50% or 60% of commission. I am increasing the commission to urge him to promote it. My dear respected brothers, all these days Allah used to say, do the sunnah of Prophet. Usme mera mahabbat hai. I will love you, but still we are weak. But Allah says in Ramadan, okay, if you perform one sunnah, I will give you the thawab of farm. But still, just think, my dear respected brothers, 19 or 20 fasting is finished. How many sunnah, new sunnahs we have studied? In this month of Ramadan, a person entering the masjid, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik, the thawab of faral is given. A person looking at the mirror, Allahumma anta hassan tahalqi, fahassin khulqi, the thawab of faral is given. A person is entering the lavatory, the toilet, he is reciting, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith, the thawab of faral is given. Allah has increased the thawab, but still we are away from sunnah. My dear respected brothers, the purpose of Ramadan is to be the friend of Almighty Allah. And the two reasons, taqwa and sunnah, Allah has opened all the doors. Okay, come closer to me. Just see isharat and all the ahadith, most of the ahadith, it shows that Allah has given us the opportunity to make each and every servant of Almighty Allah the friend of Almighty Allah. The words that Allah has used, the hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, for each and every amal, the thawab is specified. Sadaqah, 700 times. For Imam Jamaat prayers, 27 times thawab is given. For this. But for Sawm, for Ramadan, or for fasting, what is the thawab? وَأَنَا أُجَزَى بِهِ. I have 10 staff, I give 1000 rupees for you, 2000 rupees for you, 3000 rupees for you, 5000 rupees for you. For a person, I say, nothing for you, I am for you. وَأَنَا أُجِزَى بِهِ. I am the thawab for you. Whatever you want. So in Ramadan, Allah is being more closer to us. My dear respected brothers, خُلُوفُ فَمِ السَّائِمِ أَتِيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. The bad odor of a sa'im, or from his mouth, Allah says, more preferable than misk. Just imagine the words that Allah used. I love you too much. Come closer to me. I am ready to take you. And the sifat of awliya, finally I come to a conclusion. The sifat of awliya, the person who is more closer to Allah, they will never miss their tahajjud. And 30 days Allah giving us tarbiyat, each and every day we wake up at 3:30, 4 o'clock at the time. My dear respected brothers, Allah is giving us tarbiyat. This is the most preferable time for me. Keep a link with me. Ask anything from me, I am ready to give. 30 days training, but after Ramadan, my dear respected brothers, very sad to say, tahajjud ek taraf, fajr ka namaz bhi nahi hai. Tahajjud one side, even the fajr imam jamaat we miss. 30 days training, Allah has stopped shaitan, giving us a tarbiyat, how to control the nafs, everything. But a person does not take this opportunity as a gharimat. After Ramadan, he is going to face a very big difficult situation. Because from the night of the Eid, shaitan is going to come out. Now if that shaitan comes again, now without shaitan we are in this situation, but with shaitan, how come we are going to face him? So a person who takes the most benefit of the Ramadan, even after Ramadan, even the shaitan comes, he will be ready to face that shaitan. He will be capable enough to control his mind and to perform good deeds. So my dear respected brothers, that's why Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the purpose is not to be, only not to be in hunger. So there are a lot of wisdoms, what Allah is trying to explain us. So my dear respected brothers, finally I say, one of the main sunnah is the final 10 days. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has never missed this sunnah in his life. I think only one year, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, due to some reasons, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't perform i'tikaf, and the next year 20 days. Just imagine a person asking another person in a distance. And finally he came inside the house, and now he has started to ask. Now all this time we are outside the masjid asking from Almighty Allah. I'tikaf means he comes inside the house of Almighty Allah as a visitor. 10 days Allah has given the place, okay, you are a visitor of Allah. My dear respected brothers, asking from a distance and coming house and asking, it's different. A person who comes to the office and asks something, okay, 5 rupees. A person has come to my house, the way I treat him is different. So i'tikaf, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught this sunnah. Oh mankind, you come to masjid of Almighty Allah, Allah is ready to give you. Being more closer to Almighty Allah. So we should keep the intention, at least one day or 2 days, the best is 10 days, at least kya kehte hain, witr date, odd date, at least the odd dates, if we try our best to gain the Laylatul Qadr, there is no doubt, if we come closer to Almighty Allah, Allah is there to help us. So whatever we have discussed, may Almighty Allah grant us the opportunity to act upon it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا أحمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم وإياي نفسي أولا بتقوى الله، فاتقوا الله فإن التقوى تنجيكم من النار وتدخلكم الجنة. أحبتي في الله، إن الكرم قلب المؤمن وهو الأصل اللصيق للإنسان في الأمور الدنيوية والأخروية وهو مأوى محبة الله سبحانه وتعالى. فالله ينظر إلى قلب الإنسان وعمله، وفي صلاحه صلاح الدين وفي فساده فساد الدين، حيث قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا سلحت سلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. وتزقيته واجبة لكل مؤمن، لأن النجاة موقوفة في الآخرة. وقال تعالى: يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. أما إيذاء قلب المؤمن فحرام إجماعا لكل حال، وإعزازه واجب ومشروع لكل عامل. لنهى الشارع ولا اللخد والمحبة المشروعية الإسلامية، ونهى عن سوء الظن والحسد والبغل وكسر القلوب، لأن من أعظم مقاصد الشرعية الإسلامية إدخال السرور في القلوب الإنسانية، خاصة في الصدور الإيمانية. اللهم اجعلنا ممن كان قلبه صفاء سليما ليس فيه الغلول والغرور، وأستغفره إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا أحمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، أوصيكم وإياي نفسي أولا بتقوى الله، فاتقوا الله فإن التقوى تنجيكم من النار وتدخلكم الجنة. واعلموا عباد الله، إن الله أمركم أمرا عميما، وبدأ بنفسه تكريما، وثنى بملائكته المقدسة تعظيما، وقال جل جلاله عظيما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأحياهم عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة وسد الله وسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للباس وأولاده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اجرنا من النار ولا تشوه خلقنا بالنار ولا تجعلنا من خطب النار فإنها بئس الدار وبئس المثوى وبئس القرار اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك قريب مجيب الدعوات يا قاضي الحاجات إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.